Today's Thursday, June 13th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV29. I am joined by Bradford Benn talking about data security. Bradford starts off talking about prioritizing the most important data and how often you should create backups to keep your system secure.
So that depends on how you're doing the backups a little bit. The way I do the backups is I use an archive feature. We use a piece of software called ChronoSync. That's not meant as a plug. I do like the software a whole bunch. It's very affordable. It works well. It's designed for Mac. It does all sorts of cool things. But when a file changes, it archives the old file for 30 days. So the reason I back up every day is, let's say our site gets hacked. Let's say there's a malicious piece of code. Let's say someone injects bad JavaScript. I can go back one day to a piece of clean code and hopefully restore it from that. So that's one of the reasons I do it every 24 hours, is so that if there's a problem, I have a quick way to go back and grab it. There's also the other thing, which is the way I'm doing the backup is it's a differential backup. It's a fancy term meaning I'm only backing up the stuff that changed. So if we have not changed, you know, the little section that says, you know, or the pictures or the podcasts or any of that, I'm not downloading and backing that up again. Yeah. It's still in my Active Directory. It still knows it's there, but I don't have to back it up every time. And there are some rules you can do about what triggers a backup. Is it a checksum? Is it a date difference? All those types of things. I do a difference if it's a checksum difference, which means even if you open and close the file and you hit save with no changes, I'm still going to back it up because the file was changed in some manner. Now, the other thing to think about in all this is, I just talked about us getting hacked. Tim, how many emails do you get a day saying that someone's locked out from our site that aren't you?
It seems to be increasing here recently in the last couple of weeks, actually. But on average, I would say I get 2 to 3.
Okay, and this past weekend, we got 15.
We got a lot this past weekend.
It's like my SEO is working. But I also use a service that does the security for us. Yeah. The reason is they do a lot of that and they can do it better than I can. It's one of those things that Mr. Drainer talked about of sometimes it's better to hire the expert and let you worry about doing your work and running your business rather than running your website. Now that doesn't mean you don't have to be worrisome and you don't have to do your best practices, but it also means there are people smarter than us who can do various security tools to make this safer and run scans on your computer and run scans on your website to make sure things are working.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.